Stock in Tyco International fell more than 6% today after a report that some Tyco board members knew more than they were saying about loans made to former CEO Dennis Kozlowski. Minutes of the board's compensation committee show members were told about the loans months before those loans were made public. One board member reportedly has been accused of trying to conceal the committee's involvement. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Last week, Tyco filed a lengthy report with the Securities and Exchange Commission accusing Kozlowski and other former executives of looting the company of hundreds of millions of dollars. The report detailed improper loans and bonuses paid to Kozlowski, as well as Tyco's former chief financial officer, Mark Schwartz, and former chief corporate counsel, Mark Belnick. It said the pattern of illegal activity was concealed from the board and its relevant committees. Now comes evidence that at least some board members knew about some of the loans back in February, more than 4 months before Kozlowski resigned. Minutes from the board's compensation committee show all three members were told about loans, including more than $14 million that went to Belnick, the former corporate counsel. Charles Elson, who directs the Center for Corporate Governance at the University of Delaware, says that complicates Tyco's official explanation.
The ball was in the executives' courts for a while. The ball has now been lobbed back to the board's court. Effectively, what's being said is you knew about these loans, you approved them, you can't accuse us, the executives, of having taken money from the company without appropriate authority.
The loans discussed at the meeting represent a fraction of the improper benefits Kozlowski and other executives are said to have received. So the committee's knowledge of those loans would not, by itself, let the executives off the hook. It might, however, put some Tyco board members on the hook. Elson says members of the compensation committee may have had an obligation to pass on what they knew.
The question is going to be what, in fact, needed to be disclosed to the shareholders at that time. Certainly, the loans themselves, given their magnitude or whatnot, are something that shareholders would certainly want to have been aware of.
The committee members' knowledge could also work against Tyco in the company's civil lawsuit against Kozlowski, which accuses the former CEO of defrauding the firm. Kozlowski and Schwartz also face criminal charges, including grand larceny, while Belnick's been charged with falsifying business records. The New York Times, which first reported on the Compensation Committee's meeting, also says one Tyco board member is accused of trying to cover up the committee's involvement by pressing an executive to doctor the committee's minutes. The executive, Patricia Prue, made that charge before a state grand jury in New York. The board member, Joshua Berman, denies the accusation and says his intentions were misunderstood. In any event, Elson says it's not enough for Tyco's board of directors to portray themselves as innocent victims, duped by corporate executives.
Where were the control structures in place that such a thing could happen behind the backs of the board? Where were the auditors? Where was internal audit through all this? You've really got to wonder. This was a substantial outflow of funds from the company to these individuals, and why didn't this come to light earlier?
Tyco's board is due for a makeover. The company has already appointed a former DuPont chairman to its board and plans to nominate five other business leaders before its next annual meeting. In addition, Tyco says it will not nominate or support the re-election of any directors who served on the board before July of this year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.